Good evening, everyone. I think you know, winning 2-0 is probably the right score for this match. You know, we had the volume of attack, we had the possession, we had a couple of lapses, but all in all, I think it's probably the accurate result for this type of game. I liked our intensity. We played the first 44 minutes with the type of desire that I like the guys to display, but towards the end of the first half, for some reason we let our arms down, and those are the kinds of things that we need to keep working on. Obviously, the untimely ejection of Alfonso also changed things, but as I said, you know, we had some moments that were good and all the moments that were not so good. In the end, we won, and that's obviously pleasing.
Thank you. So we'll once again name an outlet just to help.
Your questions of Anthony Jackson and Melvin, he was more consistent than I thought. He played quite well in the first half.
Well, he in this camp, in this particular camp, he was one of our best players. He scored a number of goals in training sessions when we broke into a game, an intra-squad game. He also scored. He is a very good finisher, Anthony Jackson. I think he has a tremendous future because he's one of the coolest guys in front of the goal. As a coach, you always want more out of a player. You know, perhaps I like him to be a little bit more mobile, have a couple more, you know, tricky moves to get himself open. But, you know, the most difficult part in this game is to be calm and collected in front of the goal, and he has that. So he, from that standpoint, I think he's going to be very good.
Coach, what do you think of Donovan Osorio's game tonight?
I think he played very, very well. I think it's now beginning to understand that his role on the field is not what he has been trying to play for, I guess, a long period of time, which is like an attacking midfielder. I think he's more of a two-way player, and we had this conversation during the Gold Cup, when we had ample time to really, really bear down on issues. And I think if he plays in a position that is not so high up the field, but rather as a link player, and he has responsibilities, not only being that link, but also trying to get the ball back for the team, I think he could be very good. And I hope that he keeps on working on this, because that would probably signify more minutes for him on the field.
Octavio and Neil Davidson in the Canadian Press. Do you think the red card for Alfonso is justified?
I haven't seen the videotape, so I can't comment on that. I think Alfonso's reaction was really one that, you know, probably you can think that he felt that there was nothing to argue about, and he just left. So I would have to look at the video replay to give you my answer on that.
Hi, I'm a sports reporter.
Coach, what was the difference between the last game?
Well, I'll answer the second part of your question first. Sometimes you go on a game, into a game, thinking you're going to make substitutions at a certain time during the game, and it's all already kind of calculated. But the game dictates other things. You know, you don't count on things that happen, and they did happen in this game. So the departure, the early departure of Alfonso, it kind of changed things for us. We were going to put him in earlier, not because he is in the home crowd. That is not how we do things. It has nothing to do the fact that Jay played, the fact that Osorio played, and Raheem. It has nothing to do with the fact that they are from the Toronto FC or they are based in. It really has nothing to do about their performance. And it's the same for Ricketts. He's a good player, and he was going to play because he also showed very well in camp. I think we are trying to play consistently good football. We're trying to keep it as a kind of part of our DNA. We are not there yet. We show moments in which we can do it, and we can combine very well and get on the, you know, work the ball from the defensive third into the attacking third with fluidity, and that is pleasing. But it's not consistent enough, and sometimes we just make mistakes that put us in trouble. But this is a new group, obviously. There's some guys, new guys, that came in, and that always tends to, you know, change things, and you can expect that is going to click 100%. But all in all, I think our guys did try to stick to the idea of what we want to do as a team, as our style of play. And we are not, for some lapses of the game, I saw it. Yes.
Joshua Cloak, The Athletic. To come back to Alfonso, you seemed very quick to console him as he came off. Can you share what kind of message?
Well, it's really, it was more of a gesture. He was not bad. It appeared to me, at least, that he was a little bit embarrassed, a little bit, repentant. I don't know. He didn't want to be on the field. That's for sure. He's a young guy. You know, he's a lot of things have happened to him. A lot of things that people know, and a lot of things that people don't know. And we just have to be patient with him. He's a great kid, and you know, I stand by him. These type of reactions, it seemed like he kind of stuck his leg a little bit too, or kept it up in the air. I don't know, but I am not overly concerned, because I know his essence as a human being. He's a great kid, so he's gonna be okay. Extremely important. He's probably one of those guys that go unnoticed to the untrained eye, but I'm glad you mentioned him, because he does a lot for us. He is the balance that we need when we move the ball forward. And if there is a breakdown, we can count on him to quickly assess the situation and get the ball back for us. He has been the reason, one of the main reasons why we can play the type of game that we're trying to play, is because we know that with him in the middle, he's not only a good passer, a good link out of the back, but also he smells the game. You know, he knows where to be, and whenever there is a breakdown, he's the first one to attack that space, and that's important. That's basically, without that type of commitment, it's difficult to play the type of football that we want to play.
John?
talked about the style of play that you want to impose on the team. How important is Junior's role in that, especially tonight when it seemed like he was absolutely flying and really kind of great? How centrally is that to your vision?
This was probably the best game I've seen Junior play. And when they asked me about the man of the match, he was, hands down the player chosen. He is a elite type of player. He's an elite. He's on the elite level. The issue with him has been always, and at least since I got to work with him, that sometimes he didn't diversify his game. He wanted to dribble all the time. He wanted to, but now he's mixing things up. He's dribbling. He's playing balls to space. He's crossing the ball. He's doing things that we have asked him to do in order to be less predictable. And when he does that, he's a dynamite player. He's a player that he gets the ball and the first thing in his mind is, there's the goal and I want to get there somehow, some way. I want to go there. And that bodes well for us because that's the type of football that we want to play.
Hello, Mr. Zambrano. My name is Christian Basantes. I'm coming from News Radio Online in Vancouver, as yourself. I'm from Ecuador as well. My question is, have you thought in playing in the Pacific Coast in Vancouver, where that's a place where actually soccer is growing a lot? And also, what other opponents do you have in mind to try your team?
I am doing my rounds. I'm making my rounds. I'm watching games that are not only the professional games, they're the amateur games. I saw a very good game between Woodbridge and Vaughan, the League One game final. I think it's important that I invited a couple of those guys to come and as a squad players to be with us in camp. I expect to do the same in other parts of this vast country. The advent of the CPL is also an important piece of what we want to do as a CSA. These are two very important pillars of soccer in Canada. It's really a historic moment. We are in some ways reconstructing the men's side of the programs, and the CPL is coming into being. It's a nascent league, so these two dynamics can if there is enough synergy in them, that is going to be a great, great moment for Canada soccer. We have a game against El Salvador. I was told today that it has been confirmed. We're going in October to play them in the United States. Houston was the original place where we were going to play them. I hope that everything is in order in that part of the United States for us to do it. We'll see. But that's our next assignment.
So just so we'll announce that when we know the full details.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're new to this, me and Octavio. We didn't really talk about that before. Yeah. Well, who's next? And then you've got Anthony. Yeah.
I felt comfortable from the beginning because I thought we asserted ourselves early as the team that wanted to control the game. This is what I want from our guys, and they did it. We created the opportunity to score, and probably could have scored another one. The 3-0 would have given me a little bit more of more tranquility, but I think we control the game. This is the important part. I mean, we examine the stats from our last game. We controlled the game. It was a 63% possession for us in the game that we played at the Gold Cup. And I don't know what this is, but it ought to be something similar because we have most of it.
So we have one last question. Anthony had his hand up. Sorry, Kurt. We'll do Anthony, Kurt, and then we'll be done. So you guys can get to the next one, okay?
Coach, are you concerned at the center back position moving forward? And what did you think also of the City of Toronto and the fan support that came out here tonight?
Great. I think Toronto is a city not only that I've been here for the matches, Toronto FC matches, and I know how passionate they are and how much they love the game. So to see them come out, it was great for us. The national team needs this type of support, and hopefully we can give them a good enough show so that they want to come back and they want to keep supporting us. We are constantly looking at players. I mean, this is an evolving process daily, looking at things, opportunities for players to come and be part of a camp. Perhaps looking at players that perhaps can play different positions. I mean, we need depth in certain places. The center back position is one of them. So this is a work in progress, and we are looking at all options, very well. We are pursuing a couple of guys that are in Europe that I think could be extraordinarily good for our team. Additions of those type of players immediately, without having coached one session, it already raises the level of the team, and so that we're doing our part to make sure that happens.
Coach, we're watching the other World Cup qualifiers this weekend, U.S., Costa Rica, Mexico. Just in your brief time, how far behind is Canada from getting to that level and actually competing, to get to the next World Cup?
We are not far. We're not far. I want to face. I want our guys to face that type of competition as often as we can. Talent is not the issue. We need to hone down on other things. We need to have more competitive matches against those type of teams. We need to face Mexico more times. We need to face the U.S. more times. We need to go down and play Costa Rica, Honduras in their fields. We need to go to South America and place the top teams from South America. These are the type of things that we need to do as a country, as a national team. Once we do that, we'll know, where we really stand. And when we come back to play the World Cup qualifiers, we will be ready. I think this team, eventually, we need the addition of a couple of players, obviously. But I think we're on the right track.
Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you. Thank you.